राज्य पराग प्रभाव शोभम पराम पतितानाम अहो उत्तमांग विभ्रत भविष्य कदा मंसात स्वप्ने किं सत्सुमुखी ते चरणं भुजात राजत पराग पटवास विभूषण शोभां पराम पितराम अहो उत्तमांगं विभ्रत भविष्यति कदा मम सार्थ नाम अहो सुमुखी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज प्रेइंग इन द प्रोटेस्टेंट ऑफ श्रीमती या रघुनाथ गोस्वामी इज प्रेइंग इट मीन्स इन साधक भाव इज प्रेइंग नॉट और समटाइम्स सिद्ध भाव
कम्स
डाउन इन हिज हार्ट सो देर आर थ्री स्टेजेस वन स्टेज वी आर टॉकिंग एंड थिंकिंग समथिंग दैट इज कॉल्ड बाह्य means
external
external
consciousness.
And the second is opposite, quite opposite, internal consciousness. At that time, all the experience and everything is senses can stops and only internal things comes up. This is called antardasa. And in the middle up to neither outer full neither inner food. It is called antarvajya dasa. The sadhak who are in uttam stage, they can feel trees like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he is inner sense, he is seeing that I am playing with Radha and Krishna. So many internal pastimes, and he is taking part in that. He sees that I am serving Radha and Krishna, and Krishna is loving me. But he is telling that, oh, why you called me? I was playing with Krishna there and I was solely taking part in their vilas, planning, doing so many things.
He's fanning Radha and Krishna.
And when they began to do kirtan with khol madanga so many Sarada Madhara Ramananda, all about 100% began to loudly do kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once above began to cry, middle stage, and telling that why you work. I was there in Vrindavan playing with Radha Krishna and serving there so sweetly, and he called me and he began to be so bitter. He was in half sense and not half sense, in between. This is antarvayu. And after that, after 2, 3, 4 hours, he became in full sense. Now he is in fire. Then he is telling that I was seeing that and someone called me and I was that time. What I see? I am at that time crying or weeping, yeah, or rolling down on earth. What madness I did? Then they were telling that no, nothing. He said in this external
consciousness.
So, ek sadhak like Raghunath Das Goswami of Raganga Bhav, who is so much in upper stage, sometimes he can see both in internal past tense. Sometimes he will pick up body again, and sometimes he will realize the in half consciousness. When he is in outer sense, he is praying this, weeping, as if something has been lost. Not something, but everything has been lost. So now he is telling, O Sumukhi, Sumukhi, in outer senses, waking, because he has told. See? Rapami Patte. जदुनंदन जटेश प्रिय जदुनंदन उन्नत प्रभाव स्वयं अकुल कृपामित अभिषेक कौन सा एनीवे ही हैज टोल्ड that I am feeling this separation so much. I cannot save my life. I will die at once. So much separation load, so much hard path.
Heat?
Heat of separation.
Fire separation.
I cannot bear it. So I am crying. And my bad crying is Vilap Pushmanjali. Vilap means?
Lamentation.
And?
Pushmanjali.
Bunch of flowers.
So, this poetry is this. His friend to Srimati Radhika denotes the direct path of Raghunath Das Goswami, which he fills in inner state, antar avastha, and arthabhajya avastha is weeping for that thing. And in Bahia, he is telling that I was doing so. So he is telling, O Smokhi, your love to me, your kripa,
mercy
is so high, so durlabh.
Rare.
That Brahma Shankar, they cannot have this. Even Narad and the Guru of Narad,
Brahma,
Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar, they cannot have this mercy of Srimati Radha. What to tell them?
You were so.
But it is very rare to have the mercy of Srimati Radhika. You should know who is she. Jabrahma Rudra Sukha Narada Bhishma Mukhai Aralakshito Nasasa Purushasvatasya सद्या बसी कर्ण चूर्ण मनंत शक्ति तम राधिका चरण रेणु अनुस्मरण. अरे इज टेलिंग मैंने अंग्रेजी सुन ली इसके अंग्रेजी में बोल रही जब ब्रह्मा रुद्र माने शंकर भीष्म नारद दे आर सो डेवलप्ड ज्ञानी एंड दे आर लाइक आत्मकाम एंड आत्माराम ऑल दे कैन रेयरली कैन हैव द दर्शन ऑफ कृष्ण नॉट ऑफ राधिका इन रासलीला दे कैन and they saw only Krishna dancing and singing, but not with books. But their wives, they saw and became
sensitive.
So he are telling that if anyone will worship you, Srimati Radhika, only a little spark of his mercy anyone will have, then Krishna will give him solely to that. Understand?
Radhika
ke charan ki thodi si bhi jhalak kisi ko mil gayi. Jhalak nahi, uske charan ki dhooli. If anyone had the very particle dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and if Krishna knew that this fact, then Krishna wholly and solely will give himself to that devotee. Only now that Krishna, by when he was uttering this slogan, he at once went in deep mood and he saw that Radha and Krishna are there. this pastime is of before.
He's remembering something.
That Krishna stops Srimati Radhika. Not only serves, but he serves the lotus feet of Radhika. He went in deep, moved and saw. Or he remembered that Srimati Radhika has given her whole heart in the lotus feet of Krishna. प्राण कोटि के द्वारा निर्मंचन कर रहे राधिका जी ने अपने हृदय को लेकर श्रीमती राधिका प्राण कोटि नॉट ओनली वन प्राण बट कोटि कोटि प्राण
थाउजेंड्स ऑफ लाइफ
क्रोर्स ऑफ बाय दैट थिंग शी इज वर्शिपिंग टेकिंग आरती ऑफ Krishna lotus feet, these
toenails,
these what is toes, and not these, but last this Chandra Nakha, not Nakha Chandra Shubha.
The light of his coming from his toenails.
Krishna is taking arti of Radha is taking arti by his Koti koti pran, like arati, deep, to whom he is taking arati, not of Krishna, a part of Krishna, that is deep, not deep, but a part of feet, that is his own finger, not that, only one finger, and in finger, not whole finger, but only Nakh Chandrika, and not whole Chandrika. This last, not last, but only Nakh Chandra Abha, Jyoti. When Krishna saw this scene, he melted, his heart melted. What to do? I will have to repay for this. Otherwise I will be
indebted.
So, he wanted to repay something for this. What he did? He was selecting a suitable time to repay. One day, he got that occasion, that fortune to serve Srimati. In Nishantalila, you know?
Early morning pastimes.
They were both sleeping. Gopis are dipping from
the vines, lattice network,
kunja. They were eating. At last, a kukut, you know, tamrachur, hen, tamrachur, tamrachur, kis liye karte hai?
Rooster. They wake you up in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
In morning, they stand on their two foot heels and punk like this and cook, 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 cook. Like a Ved Uchara, first of the clue. See, spoke so loudly, sang so loudly. Then Radha and Krishna were, the sleep was
broken,
but not leaving each other. They were in a rush of. Sometimes eyes closing and sometimes
opening.
Again, singing loudly. And at last, when a sound came from sea monkey, kakkar, jatila aa rahi, but they became at once. And they sat on it. In the meantime, she again stopped. Monkey stopped. They said the monkey has died. This should die and go to hell. And this she should cry there, not here. And the, she saw that she has gone to hell and she will cry there. Not here. She will not disturb. So they became again nishchinta.
Without anxiety.
Without anxiety. Srimati Radhika told that what you have done? You have upset my whole thing. If Lalita Vishakha will come and see, then they will
laugh, joke.
Laugh and joke me. So please do it at once. Krishna began to, why you are becoming so late, doing late? At once you should. Otherwise you will have to be punished by Kamdev. You have called Devata. Devata means?
The God, demigod.
Demigod. And he came and you worshipped and you leave everything there outside. You have brought him from Mandir and you have enthroned here, you have kept and you have did archan and pujan and everything arti. Now you should keep after this puja there in Mandir and throw all the things from here. No shrine should be remained. Understand? Solution. Otherwise you will have, you will be blamed and you will be punished by God. Devata. Oh yes, you are doing right. So he began. He saw and at once this Tulsi Manjari, Rup Manjari and all the very
near and dear.
Near and dear came. Jari. Here and here they came with
plates
in their hands. What painting?
Brush.
With brush, kumkum, chandan, kasturi and all colors. Gulab jal, water,
rose water.
Everything. And Krishna make prepared them. Though he was new, but he had very chitrakar, good chitrakar.
Artist.
Artist, good artist. But he was quite new. He did?
Combed her hair.
He made some
tilak marks.
Tilak. Did so many things. Srimati told that you are not a very good kalahar,
artist.
You should do it from bottom to top, not top to bottom. You should do from. So you have washed my these things. What?
Leg.
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 Red leg.
You should give. First do it. Krishna took and began to but his hands were
trembling
because so many cowboys came. So Radhika told to Tulsi Manjari this. Tulsi Manjari and all Manjaris were laughing. And Srimati was seeing. She told to this Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari that you should do, this new one cannot do. He's quite new.
Neophyte.
So you should. So she came and took forcibly the pot and he did like so.
Pushing Krishna. Pushing
Krishna. And Krishna was seeing this scene and gave that. She took forcibly. But she was laughing. So Srimati saw that, why you are laughing? You should do. So he gave his fork to Manjari, which Krishna was taking. Painting, at the time of painting, was having his heart. Having his heart.
His head.
Sometimes. And that painting, was mixed with the kumkum in the heart of Krishna, and that kumkum came from Srimati Radhika. And this kumkum, this was mixed with that, and that was kept in the heart.
Head.
So here became red. Red is something?
Stem.
Like a stem. And that she, when she spoke to Manjari, the same feet there, then also some reddish came on the head of this.
Manjari.
At once, when she began to see by mirror, at once he came in sense. And he was loudly
weeping.
It is very rare for Krishna and all, what to tell others, Brahma, Sutra, Narada and all, to have this thing. And at that time I got here these relics of Srimati Radhika. Now he is lamenting and remembering, O Sumakhi, O Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her feet. What can I tell about you? How beautiful you are. So, I am praying that what to tell in Saksha.
Directly.
In Swapna.
dream.
In dream? I want that in dream too. I mean, if I will have occasion to have the that restless thing from your feet here, then my head will be uttamanga.
The highest part of my body.
So it is uttamang, but not only being uttamanga. It will be uttamang if Srimati Radhika will keep her feet on the head of my head, giving some color of her food. Then it will be uttamang. And it will be then sarthak. Sarthak means meaningful. So, Osmukhi, Te Charanam Bhujam. Now he has stopped that thing as he was seeing in inner. Okay? Antar. And he has come in half and then he has come in extra higher. And now he is repenting and lamenting and rolling on the bank of Radha Kundantin, Usmakhi, Swapne Api. What to tell about
Shakshan
directly? Even I want that in Swapna, even you can keep your head, your lotus feet on my head, and this Laksha will come on my head. Rajat Charanambu Jato, your lotus feet, Rajat Mane Paraga Patavas. Parag means
the dust particles.
Dust particles of lotus. Is Parag. So his lotus feet is lotus. And Parag means that thing. Parag. Ibhushanena, it will be my
Decoration.
Shobha, and it will be so much
fortunate.
Beautiful. Param Ati. Ati Param. Extremely. Extremely. Aho, Uradhiki. Vibhrat Bhavishyati Kada Namasat. Having this ornament, that is Parag, I will be Parag, I will think that my head is now Sattar means
meaningful.
And it will be. Otherwise, it is not.
You said that her foot lac was mixed with the kumkum from her breasts that went on Krishna's heart, chest. And then how did it get back to her feet? You said the lac, the red lac.
He was remembering that thing. That once Vishnuval in his last night and Krishna wanted to repay, and so by the prayer of Srimati Radhika, he was doing everything in setup. Now he was told to make this, and he was making the kumkum with the breast of Mati Radhika was in the breast of Krishna. And now when he was painting, Krishna was eating here sometimes. So that parag, that thing mixed with these became more clean. So it came out of the head of Krishna. So now he is praying that I will have this thing even in Swapna, then my head will be sharp. Swadeshi, they remember and they pray for that. As if sometimes Vishnupriya,
Lord Chaitanya's wife,
makes very good preparation and gives it to Ma, Sati. And Sati Ma thinks that this is
Chaitanya.
And he comes and tastes and goes away. He thinks that, oh, he has come, I have seen, but actually he has not come. He is in Puri. How from a far distance he comes and return? So I see it in green or in
Lady.
Sporty. Always he thinks like, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him by Damodar Pandit, that really I am. So Chaitanya, I think that when we were reminding this, this past time actually was seen by him. And also he has got this. And now he is praying and weeping and rolling on the bank of the Lord. That is not Parishadhara.
What in our soul?
Can I ask you a question about the painting? I'm having a very hard time with the second painting because I don't know that Manjari. I knew the other one.
You should not know that Manjari.
But I have no feeling.
You should not know the name, but you should. I know, I don't know name of any Iskon devotee. But by seeing, I recognize. So you should recognize by shape, not by name.
I know, but I know that part, but I don't have any feeling.
Why?
Because I don't, the other one I know, but that one I don't know. So, I don't have any feeling, so I'm praying for feeling.
You are so wise.
So how can I don't know how to get her.
I borrowed it from Krishna.
I don't know how to get that other one to come in my heart because I don't know
you
her.
You should think like that your Gurudev. Your Gurudev Sakhi Manjari.
Is that other one?
His
the
friend.
Second one? His friend.
You know, Prabhupada and...
How can I ask her to come in my heart though? Because when I was painting Rupa and Rati, you gave me some prayers.
I will give you this.
Okay. Externally or internally?
Both. You should try.
I know one prayer.
You should pray your Gurudev that he should manifest.
I know one prayer because my Guru Maharaj gave a prayer to that person in 1968. But that's like an external prayer. So how can I get the other from you? Because she's just not coming.
Vinod Manjari as an expand.
Yeah.
Say Vinod Manjari, that's all. You will realize the person. You will try.
Also in the painting, I'm painting her clothes, her skirt and her veil. So we don't think that we're doing it now, but we pray Dilap Kusmanjali. So does one Manjari sometimes dress another Manjari? Do service for another Manjari that way?
It may be not ready. To cheat, they can be dressed like another.
I mean, like, say it's a dark moon.
Sometimes, Rupmanjari becomes Padma or Shabda. Cheating again, she becomes They are very expert, especially Chitra is too expert.
But I mean, say, would some Manjari dress Rupa Manjari, put on Rupa Manjari's clothes on Rupa Manjari? Like the Manjaris dress Radharani. They decorate Radharani. And sometimes Radharani decorates the Manjari. But do we find that one Manjari decorates another Manjari?
It also may be. There is nothing that will not happen. Everything. Sometimes Krishna may decorate them.
The Manjari.
Anything. Now I'll take myself.
So when we see that a pure devotee appears to be weak or ill, how do we see that? Because we know that he's transcendental.
What about your Gurudev?
Yeah, he would say sometimes if he was sick. But so how should we feel? Because we know he was transcendental. Because we read it in the scriptures. He can't be touched by heat or cold or the modes of nature.
He will be seen.
It may look like he's sick.
No. He will be seen.
Mm-hmm. Seen?
Anyone can see him?
Not the real him. Not his spiritual form.
Huh?
Not his spiritual form.
Then, who is he? To whom you are seeing sheep?
But even his so-called material body is transcendental.
We should think like this. What is he? These are not Leela. Like Krishna also. He used to feel pain. He used also the arrows here and there. He was also treated. Medical help taken. He was also sleeping, taking rest, doing all these things, transcendental things. How it is?
Well, they're transcendental sentiments. When he sleeps, he's not in ignorance. He's, you know, still fully conscious.
We'll have to imagine. We may not realize. Because we are not transcendental. When we are transcendental, then we can realize.
So should we think that he is in pain or not in pain, or he is weak or not weak?
Do you think that he is transcendental, doing like Narlila? We are also like Krishna. We are not doing Narlila, but we are Nar. But you should know that I am not transcendental. One day I may be, but not.
I have a question about the painting.
You have so many questions, not only.
I showed you the painting of this the other day. And here she's holding a plate in her hand, the plate of fruit. So somebody told me that instead of that kind of plate, I should make this plate with the handle. Which is better? The one with the handle or just the plate?
Like this.
With the handle.
It may be like this. This is up-to-date fashion.
Oh.
I see. And this is original.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Also, you see the jewelry in the sketch on the hand and the feet? There's that type of jewelry. Should I put that on the hands and feet?
Yes.
Okay. Would you?
What this about?
This is for the painting.
No, no. What I told you, is it
told me about
Park Sangha.
About the pure devotee?
It is good suggestion or not?
Whatever you say is good because you see it.
Huh?
You see it.
You don't feel like so.
You see it face to face, so you know what's
no,
modern and what's ancient.
What do you mean by bhava?
What do you mean?
If Roop Manjari is any bhav come and I am so much
absorbed
in that, that I am thinking that I am that very one. Understand?
I'm thinking I'm Rupa Manjari or what?
I'm thinking of Rupa Manjari. Thinking. His bhav came in my heart. And my bhav and that bhav become one. Then it is called bhava. That is. No question of dying and all other. I have told anything, but it has been not written like this. I have told anything more.
Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan and he was going to give up his
whom
life.
Who sent?
Lord Chaitanya
to
sent
whom?
Raghunath Das Goswami.
No.
Oh, he went to Vrindavan to give up his life and go
Vrindavan. He thought that, he saw and felt that Mahaprabhu has gone. After that he said, Sant Damodar went. After that he saw that Gadadhar Pandit also went. So one by another, they expired, they went to Nitya Leela. Then he could not take himself and he wanted to live his life, but he thought that it would be better that if I give up my life in Vrindavan, in Govardhan Hill, jumping from Govardhan, or dying in Jamuna. So he came here and he met Rup Sanatan and told his view. Rup Sanatan anyhow controlled, and they told that you should not die. You should live in Radhakund. And Raghunath Swami, Raghunath Das Goswami, felt that the things, the rush, the moods which he was getting from Mahaprabhu, Radha Pandit Sarup Damodar, now he is getting from Rup and Sanatan and all Goswamis there, especially with Rup. Then he controlled his mind and he went to Radhakund, began to do bhajan. And Rup Sanatan and all Goswamis used to go and to talk with him. What
consoled. That's when he uses Bhava Vesh. After you describe how Sanatan stopped him from committing suicide, he's saying that if at that time in Bhava Vesh I have made up my mind to leave my life, that
no
is
Bhava
Vesh.
No Bhava Vesh. How he will
leave the life?
Right.
When he was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu and all, then he thought that I should give up my life.
Not
should.
It says that you will see, Lalita is speaking to the swan. You will see Krishna's private pastime room in Mathura, its windows decorated with fresh flowers, its splendid columns decorated with swinging strands of pearls, and its walls glorious with tenth canto pastimes in lines of gold. What does that mean?
It is written all there. You are reading.
It doesn't make any sense.
No sense?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Who has written?
Rupa Goswami.
He has written, but no sense.
Well, is it written in words? Krishna's Vrindavan pastime? It's written in words on the wall?
Wall.
It says on the wall, Krishna's tenth canto pastime are in lines of gold.
Kya hamare samajh mein nahi. He is telling about the room in which Krishna Chandra used to live. That he is telling to Hans, who Lalita is telling to answer that you should go in this way, this way, this way, and you will reach in Mathura. When you will reach, there are so many palaces there. How you will decide that this is the
Raj on palace of Krishna. You should go, enter, when you enter and go in palace, left and left palaces will be seen. But Krishna palace is special, where you will see that it is decorated and built by so many Sphatik Mani. Sphatik Mani means sons of jagal. And on the outer walls, all the Brajalila past times photos are there.
Oh.
Jacket. So much paintings of how Krishna is taking birth, how Putana comes, how Agasur, Bakasur, how Raslila, how Gopis, and all other scriptures are there. Very beautiful painting. So you should know that this is the palace of Krishna by this symptom. Why it has been painted all the past times? Because Krishna becomes so, feeling so
separation.
And when he sees, then he begins to be. So seeing all these past times, Krishna used to be and control his
mind.
When he sees that, he feels that I am with gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, and all sakhas, grazing cows, going and playing flutes. So it seems by this slope that Krishna, whether he was in Mathura, but always remembering and preparing Braja pastimes.
What is this?
What was his doubt?
The way it was translated, it wasn't clear.
It is not clear, like I told.
Dasa Skanda
means here the pastimes which has been.
This was Braja.
Which has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th essay, especially Braj Leela. All has been painted there.
What is Krishna's private pastime room?
Eh?
It says in Krishna's private pastime room.
Hmm.
What is that? In the same verse.
Verse not.
It's a private pastime room.
Private
room. It says the 10th canto stories are in his private pastime.
Dwarka Lila is painted, not Dwarka Lila. Mathura Lila is painted on outer wall. And his sign kakha.
Sleeping room. Bedroom.
Very private. All these Brajlila are painted. And seeing one by one, it becomes feeling separation and.
Private.
Krishna is seeing that he is seeing towards gopis. This is private. Raslila is private. Prajlila also with gopis, private. This is private.
He has
when Krishna is coming, gopis are lamenting and like dying, sleeping on the earth, and all these things are present.
He has the mind because he wants to feel separation, or because he already feels separation, so it gives him some consolation.
Not consolation. We want to be for Krishna. Do you?
I want to.
You want to be for Krishna? So when Krishna was engaged in Mathura, all things, and he feels that my heart has become zero. Then he wants to weep for gopis. Then he, leaving all these things, comes in room and sees and becomes so.
Oh.